making your soul blueprint chart. This is Aratima. This exercise is quite fun, and you can choose to do this or not. It takes a little bit more effort and time, but it might actually be quite revealing. So you can take a journal, or you can also take a large piece of paper and begin to write out your life in decades. And maybe a decade is 10 inches or something like that. And then you have every year sort of an inch, something like that, or maybe in sections of five. And then you're going to just go back and go through your life and fill in those moments that were really, really amazing for you. And then maybe with a beautiful color that you like, and then go to those spots that are very difficult and look at those and write some details. Just maybe, let's say you got a sickness at a certain age and it took a long time, or there was some kind of traumatic event, or et cetera, et cetera. And then as you kind of fill out your life, then look at what these events are all about. Analyze a little bit. What is the main topic? What is the main, we call it lesson, but lesson is something that sounds like we're learning something. We're really needing to become aware of a configuration of thought forms that cause certain events to occur that we need to and want to change. So if you look at your life, you will actually, you can also use photographs or pictures from journals or something that resonates with it. If you have a tendency to be an artist and you want to make this a sort of a exploration on an artistic level and might even turn into a piece of art, then you can actually look at these feelings, and maybe you have colors that go with that, or sounds, or something more visceral, where you can actually go into a deeper state of experiencing these events with an awareness that brings forth an alteration of your attitude towards it, how you are shifting out of what happened and actually is helping you to be free from the situation. You might find that as you're doing it, you're beginning to actually go maybe quite deep, and you close your eyes and you're experiencing a healing in that moment, some deeper subtle shifting, because it could be, especially if you use colors and images, it becomes less cerebral and analytical. So you can keep it on the analytical level, or you allow yourself to go a little bit deeper and use some colors and some doodling maybe, or something like that. So using larger pieces of paper, and even maybe making it a sequence of papers where you have a few decades on one paper and then you have some more decades, and you kind of tape it together and have a row of your whole life, and you can look at something that keeps repeating itself. And what we want to look at is the soul blueprint chart that is karmic, that is showing what you are tied yourself into, how you're tied up and not in alignment with truth. And as there are only a few issues in each life, you can actually quite clearly see where your main distortions are, where your map, it's your soul blueprint karmic map that you have to adjust. And then you really kind of work with that deeper if you feel like this has not adjusted yet. And you have a different tool here that is very visual, very artistic and kind of visceral if you're working with colors, or with doodling and textures, papers, even fabrics, whatever comes up that reminds you of this situation back then. It could be a fragrance as well, or a meal you eat or something. Allow yourself to really get the right brain on in there as well, and begin to bring the right and the left brain together, which is the feminine, the masculine. And in that way, we also are releasing this constriction in consciousness that keeps us in suffering. Have fun with it if you enjoy this, and thanks very much.